My name is Morris Venegas, and I build spacesuits, and I do neuroscience. And if you're ever in the San Bernardino Mountains, and you want to build with me, make things with me, and be in nature with me, let me know. Hit me up so that we can make stuff together and build communities together up in the mountains.
This is a continuing episode of a series about a spacesuit for SpaceX with Morris Venegas.
So SpaceX never made a spacesuit before. How does a company prepare to create a new suit?
Yeah, it's a good question. So I think they just need to decide, first of all. Right? No, there's of course, the like financial side of things that you can make, like the EVA suit, the ones that are outside. I think in like 1970s money was 15 to 20 million or so. It's like a really expensive suit. The ACES one, the orange one that I told you about, like the advanced crew escape suit, maybe that's about like 200, 250,000 in today's money. Oh. So it's not nothing. It's pretty expensive. In the grand scheme of space, it's not that expensive. But the question was, can we make that something cheaper? But also there's that form factor of integrating to the Dragon capsule that SpaceX had. Like, is there like a benefit to making it used here? And then can we improve on it? So it's a fun thing in space industry in particular. Since like 2000s, maybe 2010 forward, there's been this huge attention on it, whereas before there really wasn't, right? You had the big names, you had NASA, you had like a couple names of people that were sending things to space. So when a spacesuit worked, we just used it for decades, right? There was no really need to like kind of keep improving because it worked and you were just using it as a product rather than improving it. So now you'll see, I mean, SpaceX isn't the only one that's building. There's a couple of the companies that also want to build suits that are doing those kind of things. So it's just, it's taken off. So now it's becoming more of a need.
What? Everybody's doing it now?
Yeah. I mean, like before you had like one or two companies, right, that I knew of that were actually working on something like this. And now I'm trying to think of other names, like there's SpaceX. There's like the
Blue Origin.
Space company, some, there's like Collective, right? So you have a lot more startups that are building satellites. There's a lot more governance, even like private companies that are just trying to go to the moon. So they'll leverage spacesuits. So now it's not just one option. You can pick a four, right? Mm. Imagine it's like you're trying to go snowboarding and now you have four options instead of just the
right.
Right? That gives you some flexibility. And that's just because of that. More people were interested. It's more accessible. So now we have to reevaluate those things that we didn't get to reevaluate before, right? Like, we had a spacesuit and it worked and it cost $220 million. So now we have more people going up. It's like, do we still need to spend that money on spacesuits? Maybe not. Right? Mm. Maybe we can make it better. Right?
The fashion industry will get involved and then there'll be trends. And so people want new spacesuits just because they look cooler.
Well, it's so funny you said that. So I'll give the anecdote that I always love giving because it's a little related to, you know, how do they start? So, you know, once the decision was made, we're going to try to do it internally. Because it looks cooler, because we can make it look cooler, because it's cheaper, all the different reasons. You typically have just these requirements to hit. So there's a lot of technical requirements from NASA, right? They're saying, if I'm going to take your SAXI service, you need to do this. Specific pressure you need to hit, specific time, all these things. But then there's the internal requirements from SpaceX themselves that are technical, right? Like how to connect to our own suits, but some are cooler. So the first requirement, the top requirement, when I first started, said, the suit must look badass. Like, okay, great. Well, how do we check that off, right?
Yeah, what's the test for that?
So yeah, how do you test for it, right? And I think that's where a little bit more of like my product background comes in, because something like that doesn't mean it's not testable. You just got to figure out, you know, who's the final decision. So in this case it was Elon, of course. You're like, what does this look like? Am I the one who is going to build this thing? And I think that's cool. So we ended up just having lots of, you know, short, like these 15-minute one-on-one calls with him to just try to understand what badass meant, right? Like, that's different for everybody in everybody's head. But if he wrote it, you're like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And so SpaceX had one of the perks was Froyo, frozen yogurt. So you could just get frozen yogurt almost at any time. Yeah, like there's a cafeteria within the building, and you just get frozen yogurt and pick toppings. So for about like 2 months, we would just do it once a week, once every 2 weeks or so. These 15-minute calls, one-on-one with him, where I'm just asking that, like figuring out like what is just user interviews, right? Just so happens it's Elon.
Cool.
So I learned a lot of different things. You learn, you know, his favorite video game was like BioShock. So you're like, okay, that's the concept of like what badass means, like exploring. So, you know, there's like a huge machine there. We were using terms like militaristic. Did you want that kind of power? And he was like not resonating with that. So we said more heroic, not militaristic, which are slightly different in what you're thinking of. And then we finally came to like the final consensus that I think really helped shape what we were trying to do, which was tuxedos. I told him, oh, it's like a tuxedo. Like whether you're tall or short or like very skinny or fat or like whatever skin color, like it doesn't matter who you are. You put on a tuxedo, you look better. Right? Like, you know, something's happening. You know, there's like a prestige to it. Like you're not lounging around in your house on a tuxedo.
You don't, like, Morris, yes, I do.
But maybe one day. So that became kind of like, once you got to that aspect, you're like, oh, okay. Like a tuxedo, like heroic. You want it to look like this. There's a nice form factor. But if you just Google, I mean, you can Google it. Pictures are everywhere now. You'll see it's a lot more streamlined. We got a lot of like, we didn't have a lot of the cables coming in that need to go in. There's like one unified place. So if you disconnect, it looks like you have a tailored suit, like a tailored spacesuit, not just a tailored blazer.
Nice.
Right, that looks kind of good. They're all made for each individual person, right? It's like they're tailored so that it helps it look, not only look better, but it helps functionally, because we tend to make spacesuits out of different components, and this is almost like a onesie that you put on. So try to integrate as much as possible. But that's the kind of stuff that you have to like deal with, along with the technical stuff. You're like, how do you make a badass spacesuit, right? Which is, that's the fun question.
It's the 22nd century, and although there's no faster-than-light drive, governments and religious organizations fund voyages by giant ships that spend multiple generations in voyage to Earth-like exoplanets. Young Arkady feels blessed to be born aboard the ship when he did, because the ship will soon reach its destination, and it will happen during his lifetime. But he's heartbroken that instead of being trained as a pilot, he is stuck training to be a farmer, because those skills are more important for creating their civilization and completing the abandonment of Earth and the troubles they left behind. But once their ship makes planetfall, the strife left behind a millennia ago resurfaces, starting with the murder of his sister. After the mysterious disappearance of other generation ships, Arkady, now an officer of the Space Force, suspects that someone close to him is killing his people. This murder investigation, space opera, is a novelette by Lancer Kind, and it's called Memories Victims. It is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble's Nook. Check out the show notes. We've got goodies in there about SpaceX spacesuits and other matters that we decided would be good matches for your listening pleasure. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player if you use such an app. Otherwise, go back to the webpage where you downloaded this MP3, and that webpage will have show notes within. The series started at episode 292. You can find that episode by going to scifithoughts.space and type into the search engine the episode number that you missed. Next episode, more Morris Venegas.
So what was it like having a 15-minute conversation with Elon? Was it like nerve-wracking at first? What did you do? Did you prepare? Did you over-prepare?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course. I think it's, you know, when you have all these people that have done like really great things, right? Like, you know, in the past, and just creating a space company, right, is just a big concept. Of course, you get nervous and you want to ask about other things, but you don't have a huge time window. So you're like, let's focus on the project at hand. And what are you learning? I think you just need to remember that it's just a great experience. Not everyone gets to do that. I'm sure other people have too, but at least for me and my world and my journey of life, like, that was a great, cool stamp that I got to do. I learned like super early on, one thing that I did like about him and SpaceX in general was that they worked from like core fundamentals. Like there was like, using answers like, because that's how it's been done, was like a no-no, right? It's more of like, well, why do I need a spacesuit? So we even had to like, I had to teach people like, how does a spacesuit work from the fundamentals, not like, this is the existing suit and it has this cable because that's what it has. It's like, what is the point of that cable? Why does it have to be light? Why do we even need a cable? And all that kind of stuff.